This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Now, we are lucky enough to have the wonderful Vetti Viles on with us this morning on Get Serial on Syn. Vetti.
Hey, how are you?
Vetti, you there?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I've got you here. Vetti, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How's your morning been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm technically still working through this tour, so just kind of working from home today and getting set up.
Yeah, cool. How's the tour been?
It's been amazing. So we've played Sydney, Adelaide and Canberra so far, and all of the shows have been incredible.
That's awesome. And so that's obviously off the back of the album release.
Yes.
Has everything gone to plan?
Yeah, it's been received really well. We recorded it, we kind of finalised the process September last year, so I've been so excited to finally have everyone hear it.
Yeah, awesome. And just what's interesting to me is you've spoken a little bit about how when you write a song, you write it as an acoustic song and then you get the band to kind of put their input in. Can you describe a little bit about that process?
Yeah, I guess as long as I've been playing music, I kind of learnt the acoustic guitar from a young age. And so every time I'd always write, that's kind of the only avenue that I had to do it in. I'm lucky enough to be friends with so many amazing musicians that just give the song a completely different feel.
And tell us a little bit more about your new single, Pride. What's it about and why have you called it that?
I have always been really fascinated with people's relationship with their pride and how they deal with that going into different situations and relationships. You know, how people are always kind of holding on to their pride and, you know, you might lose something because of that. So that was kind of what that was about and my relationship with my pride. It was the last song we wrote for the album, actually. I went into the studio with the seven songs that we had, and my producer, Daniel Antics, and I, who I've been friends with since I was actually 14, he was like, let's write another song. So it was the last kind of minute addition to it, but it's one of my favourites.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, awesome.
So how, you just mentioned before as well that you're very influenced by obviously an incredible bunch of musicians around you. How do you find playing with a band, and if you're writing music alone, how do you find that translates into like a dynamic with a group?
I'm lucky to have, they're all really, really supportive. So anything that I kind of come up with, I mean, some songs will still kind of be like a slower acoustic vibe, but anything that they can kind of add to it, they're always willing to have a look at, which has been really good.
Yeah, and that theme of kind of embracing relationships, is that a theme that continues with the album?
Yeah, I think so. I really started picking up writing music after, I think, a breakup I had about 3 years ago. And so that kind of changed my life and the way that I looked at relationships. So this album's kind of that second chapter of navigating, you know, being single and then the relationships that you have with different people, not even just, you know, like even platonic relationships and what they mean. And, yeah, so it's just kind of exploring that new chapter of my life.
Yeah, cool. So we're super keen to get that song, Pride, on the air. Stick with us, Vetti, because we will love to have you on after we play the song. You're listening to Get Serial. This is Pride by Vetti Viles.
That was Vetti Viles' new song, Pride. Vetti, you're with us now on Get Serial on Syn.
Yes.
That song is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So much energy, and I can just imagine live it would be an incredible thing to watch. So you're in the middle of a tour right now. How has it been going, and how how have you translated your acoustic music that you've obviously written by yourself in a studio into live performing in front of a big audience?
It's been amazing. I love playing with a full band. It gives the songs a completely different feel. It's very kind of overcoming. And that last song, Pride, is so fun to play. We kind of, you know, as it was one of the last songs that we wrote for the album, we'd never really played it before this album cycle. We didn't play it on the last single tour, so it's been super exciting to finally be playing it.
Yeah, no, it sounds, it was super fun to listen to. It had us rocking out in the studio this morning as well. You've had, obviously, a little bit of experience touring now. What do you reckon's been the highlight for you?
Over the past 2 years of touring, it's definitely the friendships that we've made with people in different cities. The network, so we're a Sydney-based band, but the network we now have with people in Adelaide and Melbourne is incredible. They're people that I consider lifelong friends, and even going to book tours now, I always know the people that are going to be able to help out and contact, and the bands that are going to be able to play with us, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds awesome, the connections you can make. Do you feel like there's a difference in music scenes between the different cities that you've been to?
Definitely, but I think we've managed to find a network of people that have really similar kind of scenes and interests, but every city does have a different feel, which is really cool.
Just on that note, do you have, like, from the last 2 years of touring, do you have, like, a really special memory that's ingrained in your brain of some moment that you had performing that will really stay with you forever?
I'd say, so our label, Whisk and Key, is based in Melbourne, and they put on a festival every November called Knotfest. We've been lucky enough to play that for the last 4 years, and that's actually where we've met a lot of our friends from Adelaide too, because they kind of come up and it's where the whole scene really comes together. And it's been watching our crowd grow over the past 4 years that's been really exciting. So we played the last one in November, and that was incredible.
Yeah, awesome. And what do you have coming up for you in the future? What's on the horizon for you and the band?
We're going to go back to writing after this tour. So we had one in November, and now we've got the February tour. So we've been travelling a lot, and I'm really excited to just work on some new material.
Yeah, you sound very, very busy keeping it up. Very nice.
Yes.
And where can fans, old and new, find you?
We are playing at Old Bar in Fitzroy tomorrow night. Very excited for that. And then I'm playing an acoustic show at Tramway in the afternoon on Saturday.
Awesome. Amazing. Two great inner North Melbourne venues. Where can we find you on socials as well if we want to follow along at home?
Yeah, so it's Vetti V on Instagram and Vetti Viles on Facebook.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Vetti.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.